Grant 2.
Tanzania's Serengeti. Home for millions of wild creatures. Few humans have witnessed this spectacle of life. Yet one man, Baron Hugo van Lawick, has made this home for more than 25 years, recording the wildlife drama around him. Join us now, and through the eyes of one of the world's great wildlife filmmakers, witness an African epic as we journey with The Great Wildebeest Migration.
5 years later, Boeing rolls out its Model 247, ushering in a new age of speed, reliability, safety, and comfort. The all-metal twin-engine design features an autopilot, retractable landing gear, and an air-conditioned cabin. The 247 helps win over the public and shows the need for safe, comfortable planes that can fly farther and faster.
Gun pawn robots normally attack with hand cannons, but for a stronger adversary, such as Sonic, they have powerful special attacks. If you see them pointing rockets at your party from their backs, prepare for the incoming projectiles of the rocket volley attack. Their Mega Blaster flamethrower attack is especially intense, so be sure to get your party out of the way, or you'll be toast. Burnt toast.
Chicago, Illinois. A bustling metropolis where fans fill the stands at Wrigley Field, and countless millionaires dock their boats just off Lakeshore Drive. But just 70 miles south of Chicago, residents of a devastatingly poor farming community struggle to survive. This is Pembroke Township, a place that's practically abandoned. Flight's first century has certainly been impressive. Near the turn of the century, two brothers, Wilbur and Orville Wright, bicycle builders, share a dream to fly. Experimenting with gliders, they soon learn to build and pilot a new machine. In 1903, Orville Wright would become the first person to make a powered and controlled airplane flight. In March 1775, Patrick Henry left his beloved Scotchtown for Richmond, where he delivered a battle cry. "I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." His words created a fervor, and a month later, Americans took up arms in their fight for independence. After his historic speech, Henry returned to his Scotchtown home, but not for long. In 1776, he was elected the first governor of Virginia. To visit Mars would be to visit a smaller world with larger features. Roughly half the size of Earth, the Red Planet is defined by huge volcanic mountains, some more than twice the height of Everest. And a deep canyon, as long as the United States, is wide. Frozen ice caps at the poles and an intricate web of river channels speak of a time when the surface of Mars was once like Earth, alive with water.